he was instrumental in creating a biological field station in Renfrewville, New York, which is about 20 or 30 miles from Albany and about 120 miles from Ithaca. It's a beautiful area, and it turned out to acquire, in a quiet way, real prominence, because very important work was done at that station, which was called the Hike Preserve, Renfrewville, New York. It was the place where Don Griffin of Bat Echolocation fame, one summer, did the first experiments in his life on bats following moving objects while in flight.
This was Hamilton, or was this the other?
This was Don Griffin.
Oh, Don Griffin.
But
okay.
Hamilton was influential in getting that station
set up.
Because I later on was chairman of the science committee that dealt with research at that station, and I think it was the 25th anniversary or something like that, where I was asked to put a program together, and I still managed to get Bill Hamilton to come to the lecture, and gave a lecture on founding this place, basically. And I wish we'd taped it, which we didn't, because there's not much of a record of his involvement with that. But Don Griffin threw rocks in the air and noticed that bats would be diving at it, at the rocks. And then he gradually did work at Harvard, which led to the discovery that bats can pursue insect prey in the dark by sending out pops of sound that bounce off the target. And they then, based on the echo, locate the pursuing object. It was also a place where Ed Rainey, a professor at Cornell, also in conservation, I think, did classical work on food chains and lakes. And it was the place where a very prominent ecologist, whose name escapes me right now, a man who started, made the Ecological Institute in the University of Georgia. And he did the work on succession in plants by looking at
the dune?
Pardon?
Was that the dunes looking?
No, he worked on abandoned farms, abandoned at different years in the Depression, and looked at what was growing there when, you know, when the farmer moved out. And he published classical series of papers on botanical succession. All was different, was all made possible by the station. In fact, Rainey, the ecologist, and Griffin were there one summer. And when I was in Rensselaerville on the station, the Hike Preserve, I found a photograph that showed all three standing together in that summer. It's a classic photograph.